Howdy there, internet friends. Welcome to the Bomb Dad Podcast, episode number 8, the long week episode where we all kind of ride the struggle bus. There's some discussion as to whether or not I'm going to cut some of this out or leave it in. And it's been such a kind of a long week that I've got Ian here on the intro audio. Ian, welcome. Normally I do this from my bed, but we're doing it before I go. We leave the studio.
I like it. Yes, so this week we talked about a whole bunch of things. We reached out to our supporters of the Movember charity donation for men's mental health and men's health in general. Mm-hmm. We nominated our fans of the week this week.
Plural.
Multiple fans of the week. We talked about various music genres a little bit. We kind of got into it.
Yeah.
A lot of it was based around some childhood memories that we had.
We got into probably a 20-minute discussion on on rhubarb, and does it taste good or does it not taste good?
Yes, we did. The origin of why I ate rhubarb as a kid. And so we got into all that, and then we closed it out with a pretty rough...
I'm just leaving it in. It's staying in. You're going to get some pretty awesome raw audio this week, Bomb Dad friends. It's pretty good. I'm just going to say that. And So if you're looking to interact with us and maybe end up on the old Fan of the Week list, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or shoot us an email at Gmail, which is bombdadpodcast@gmail.com. Man, I'm even riding the struggle bus in this intro. I don't think I can ruin it anymore, so I'm just going to let the fans listen to why they came here.
And with that, we're on to episode 8, the struggle bus episode. Thanks for listening.
And has over 100 podcasts under his belt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, like, quite honestly, they didn't really find their groove until, like, you know, probably like 98.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's the real. It's new. But even if you go back and, like, listen to some of our old stuff, we sound like, a lot
better. Oh, yeah, just that quick.
We move the bar up a little bit.
The bar continues to shift up.
We took a knee with, you know, over talking about Fallout, but yeah, whatever.
The video game nerds who follow us appreciate it.
Yeah. Also, I'm not going to knock on the table this week because I was knocking on the table a lot last week.
Yeah, like yeah.
And I spent probably an hour editing all the knocks.
I was like, I don't actually.
You just go into like. Knock, move that back a half second.
You texted it, and I was like, I was sitting there thinking to myself, I was like, I don't actually hit the table, I don't think.
I was fidgeting with that ball a lot. I don't know if it came through.
Yeah, me too.
What are you going to do?
It's not like we have a sound guy. I'm the sound guy.
Right? The production's in-house here, folks. There's only so much that can be accomplished.
Right?
Hmm. Oh, man.
You know what's fun? This is the third episode in a row we've had everybody. It's episode number 8. It's the second week in a row we've done the Friday recording like we said we were going to do when we started out.
See, it's all coming together.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we don't need 90 episodes. Maybe we're fast learners and we need like 11 or 12. And then
I mean, that works.
All the big podcast folks will be calling for us. Probably not.
I mean, we'll just keep that dream out there.
Right?
There is a possibility.
Oh, a girl can dream. So. So how was your week, boys?
Long.
Ian?
Just long.
No, you can't. It can't be long. You got to be peppy.
I am peppy, but I'm peppy because it's Friday.
Right?
No, it was just long, man. Like, even though it was a 4-day week, it was long. Like, the truck ride to Duluth on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Coming back after a long weekend. Kind of just took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah, Duluth's a one-way, 3-hour trip, isn't it?
Yeah.
From here?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
Minimum 2.5 hours,
mm-hmm.
Right?
And then
so
Tuesday we had the really cold day where we were outside all morning,
which was some bullshit.
Or Wednesday, not Tuesday. And then yesterday was just kind of like a wash day. I didn't really feel like I hit my stride until like today.
Mm-hmm.
But next week will be a better week.
There you go. So, I mean,
and then it's turkey week.
It is turkey week.
Turkey week's
also
awesome.
My nephew's birthday next week.
Oh.
Very cool, very cool.
It's going to be the big 1-1.
11?
Yeah.
Hager's doing math, his eyes dart.
Your nephew's 111?
I was darn you, math
super
in public.
Confused.
He's like, 11 teen.
Is he 2 or is he 11? Stupid one integer in your weird way you factor.
That's crazy, man. He's growing up. He's growing up quick.
Yeah. So, Robin, your sans mustache.
It died. Yeah, the mustache died overnight, so I don't remember if we talked about it or not during last week's podcast, but I had a side deal with my wife for this Movember thing with our, just our Mental Health Awareness Month and, like, trying to raise that money. So if we exceeded that 200 goal and we got hit that 300 mark, then I would shave the mustache early.
Nice.
I will still obviously continue to run my 60 miles that I pledged, but to give her, cut her some slack and, you know, maybe allow me to not be looked at scornfully at night. it's a favorable deal for me as well.
I've noticed a lot of anti-mustache crowd there's amongst a bit, the wives.
There was a lot of people who came to my defense yesterday and offered support for my mustache, but a deal is a deal, so the mustache is shaved. We crushed the goal. We hit $350 yesterday.
That's pretty good. That's a week.
That is a good week. I'm not going to raise our goal on there just because there's different strategies for that. It feels disingenuous. I don't want to dissuade people from continuing to give money to our cause, but our goal was 200, so everything above that is just a little bit of a bonus.
Money we crushed the Movember goal for mental health, which is great.
Yeah, for us. So, like, you know, now we know next year, if it comes back around, we'll shoot for something a little bit higher and see where we go.
I'm curious what people would think of if we did a monthly charity like this. I don't know how deep our fans' pockets are. So maybe monthly is too much, but I think we'll do it again, though, because it was a lot of fun.
It was fun. It still is fun. We got to finish up the miles. We're going to continue to talk about, discuss about, amongst ourselves and the people we know, mental health, and just keep posting, trying to, just continue to have a conversation about that. But I'm really impressed. I'm super thankful for everybody that...
Very humble.
Yep. For all the people that donated to this cause.
Which we'll mention at the end of the show.
Yes.
Gotta keep listening.
Please stay with us, fan of the week. We will do a solid and read off those who pledged some money to this.
Yeah.
So.
I had a really deep thought about this, and then it's gone. This is going to get edited out. Oh, man.
It's all good. So yeah, that's that's going really well. So no mustache. You guys will continue to rock the mustaches, and then
I'm gonna run it until the brakes fall off. You'll see me with this thing in like mid-April.
Perfect.
I'll probably be divorced and sleeping firmly on the couch.
Mine is probably gonna die a death after this podcast, as it's itching my face. It feels like it's eating it. So.
Which is unfortunate. I mean, you've got it trimmed up really well.
Yeah,
the edges came together. I did an interim mustache last night because I couldn't just come home clean shaven after the 350 was hit. I had to, like, sort of stick it to her. So I shaved it into a super awesome pencil stash.
Ooh.
And walked through the door with my super suave pencil mustache. It was received with all of the... all of the grossed out looks you could imagine.
Did you have to go back to the car?
I didn't go back to the car, but there was, but that did help. The raising it up off the lip, that felt pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be quite honest. When I shaved it all off this morning, I felt naked. My lip feels very exposed. The elements are attacking it. I can see why those who partake in the facial hair all the time do that. More power to them. Upon my retirement, I will most definitely be joining them. Probably not a mustache. Wife's pretty against that, but I'm feeling some sort of beard. I don't know if we're going to go like Old Man River, like Mountain Man style, or if we're just going to stick. I'm going to be honest. I'm not even sure that I'm capable of growing that style of beard where it just fully engulfs my whole upper torso. That's not a thing I'm probably capable of.
I have a strong 8-day beard game, and then on day 9, it goes all snagglepuss. So okay. It's like, yeah. I need to find just that 8-day beard. It just, yeah. You know, a little
get a shave,
little man. Rugged, and then and then it kind of falls out from there.
No, you just let it go. You don't trim beards. That's not a beard. That's a manicured haircut on your face.
Yeah, that's probably. I'm gonna be honest, Ian. That's probably where I'm gonna end up. I'm probably gonna have a manicured face thing going on, only because I feel like I'm probably like I stated, incapable of getting all the way there. I don't know that this. You know, I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong. I've never had the opportunity. When I joined the service, I was actually incapable of growing facial hair at all. Mm-hmm. So while everybody else was shaving and basic training, I was walking up to the mirror and pretending to shave just so nobody yelled at me, and then I was walking back to my bed because it was not necessary.
Yeah.
And then I probably spent the first 5 years of my career shaving like every other day, sometimes every 2 days, with no repercussions because I wasn't actually growing facial hair. So
that's brilliant. I have been shaving since I was like 4, so I'm a Chewbacca by trade. It's pretty fun. Where do you got on your running?
Oh, so for the running, so those that follow me and us on a Nike Run Club, shout out to Nike Run Club. If you guys want to, you know, toss a few bucks our way, we use the daylights out of your app.
I'll send you an invoice.
Yeah, just, you know, hook us up. All right, so it was the 4th when I was able to, like, actually, like, remember to create the November, like, challenge in Nike Run Club. So to that end, within there, I am at 44.02 miles.
Nice. You get, like, 20 or so miles on me, I think.
Yeah, but if we're talking about like for the month, if I just go into the leaderboard for the month, I've killed 51.26 miles this month.
Nice. Yeah. Where am I at?
You're
looking at the actual phone.
I'm looking at the phone. I'm bringing up the stats. Hager, you've knocked out 27.18.
Yay.
So, I mean, you've killed, like, the third you promised to kill of a 60. You, Ian, and Brandon's going to bring up he's going to be the anchor on that for you guys. Or at least he promised he would be. He also just had a kid. Shout out to Brandon and Brianna.
Yeah.
Guys, you know, Brandon might not make his 20, but we'll find somebody to pick up that slack somewhere. We will create a 60 miles for you guys. But circle that back. You're at 27.18, my friend. That is, and it is the
15th.
So, 15th, it's payday, and it's halfway through the month. Theoretically, you could, to a day.
I just have to not feel like garbage.
Yeah, you're still in this. You're still in this.
I went out for a 5-mile run this morning, and I did exactly one half of 5 miles. It was a rough morning. Ian, where are you at on your rowing?
I'm at 16,000 meters. Whatever.
Can you speak to me in standard?
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this,
you're hot on the phone, man.
It's America.
All right, so you had 1,600 meters?
16,000
meters.
Is that like 10 miles?
You know,
because 1.6 miles, no, 0.6 miles.
You keep doing math in public.
It's 10 miles.
And
is it?
I'm going to use the power of the internet. That's pretty decent.
I'm at 16,800.
Pretty decent. Yeah, I mean, overall, that's decent rounding. So, I mean, are we as smart as 4th graders? Yes,
no.
Probably. We're close. I mean, they probably have us because they're constantly studying, so good for them. But, yeah, 9.942 miles is
I'll
where Ian's rowing is at. So,
yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean,
yeah, it's awful.
You got another half the month. You're halfway there.
No, I'm halfway there.
You're halfway there to your 20. So
I expected to be further this week, but as I'm slowly discovering, two things are going to come of this. I'm going to get my 20 miles and probably plus some on the rower.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess three things. I have won the battle of creating my own rowing
cardio program
for the winter. For the winter.
Which, I would say you've won the battle.
I won the battle.
I think you're
I mean, the war, yeah, the world will come back to the war when summer hits.
Yeah.
Did you survive?
Yeah, we'll see. And I'm going to have a really shredded back by the time I'm done.
It's
so
true,
that's
which is dope.
Nice, which is going to make my pull-ups better. But no, it's been a fun experience. It works better than I thought it would because I can tie rowing into pretty much any workout I decide to do.
Yeah. It's pretty versatile.
So I could do sprints one day. I could do long rows. I could just go into the gym and row if I want
to. My timing is messed up in rows, so I can never do more than, like, we'll call it 2,500 meters in one sitting. Because I end up rowing for about 500 meters, and if I'm trying to pace myself, I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. I'm making rowing motions for the podcast listeners. And then I'm like, oh, I'm bored. And then I start going too fast, and I get my cadence up too high. And the next thing I know, like at 600 meters, I'm smoked, and I'm ready to just take a nap.
I rowed 1,000 meters this morning to open up my workout, and I was 3:45. I think I was doing sprint rows during my workout today, so the opener was a fast 1,000. It was like 3:45 is what I ended up at.
That's pretty good.
Which is moving for a short guy on a rower.
That's pretty good. So. I mean, if you subscribe to the Tier 2 standard, which has a ton of science behind it.
Loads.
Like 7, I think 7 points is 3:56, which is your...
Something like that,
I think. I'm probably going to get burned alive on social media, but
how do you not know it? Why isn't that table just emblazoned in your brain?
Listen here, Francis, calm down. I don't know any Francis EOD techs, but there's probably one or two out
there's
there.
There's probably a couple. I know a McFrank.
McFrank?
Yeah, McFrank Win.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, the
he's one of my dank meme providers.
Dank meme. He's a dank meme dealer.
He is.
Yeah, my meme game has been off lately. I'm also a social media producer for Bomb Dad, and
you're basically.
I've been taking a knee this week. It's been like Ian opened up. It's been a kind of been a long week. So
we're settling into the cold season. That's what it is.
Yeah.
When it's 7 degrees outside in November, there's nothing I want to do.
It shouldn't be 7 degrees before Thanksgiving.
No, yeah, I'll say to your defense, this has been exceptionally cold and unseasonably so, and yeah, that'll just put a damper on everything.
Yeah, I don't know how that correlates to, like, social media producing, but...
Just, you know, you being tired and then needing a break, and you gotta look at some self-care there, and you're like, you know, I need some time.
So, that's true.
See, so, yeah, I'm just...
Slide it back in.
Slide it back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's the cold just taps you out.
It shouldn't be any colder than degree per pound of turkey I'm going to eat on Thanksgiving. So that should be about 20 pounds of turkey I'm going to shove in my face. So when I come in here looking like a taller Oompa Loompa and somebody has to roll me in through the bay door in the morning, just know it's because I was fighting the
good fight.
It was turkey time. I'm probably going to sleep for like 4 days. That's the kind of eating when you eat that much where like you have a hard time breathing afterwards because all your food is, your stomach is so full, it's like shoving your diaphragm up.
Yeah, it's no good. Actually, man, I was listening to somebody talk about like healthy eating habits and stuff. It was something I never heard before. So is this theory of thirds.
Yeah.
So you, in your stomach, right? Like, especially when you're really hungry, like this thing this person reminds themselves of, is this thirds. So a third of the room for food, a third of the room for water, a third of the room in their stomach for air afterwards. So don't eat that entire plate because you're going to kill yourself because you will have taken up all the room because you're going to eat it all. And now you've exceeded your third's worth of food that you were allotted in there, and then you're drinking along with that, and now you've crept it up, and now you're about 90% full, and those items are in there, and they are going to produce air.
Yeah.
Your digestive system is going to start doing what it does, trying to digest it, and then it has no room for the air, and now you're the guy who ate too fast, didn't leave any room, and have indigestion.
Yeah, that's also called bloating. That's why you're bloated when you eat late at night.
Gotta
get blood next morning. There's also the 8-chew rule.
Yep, nope.
So you have to chew a bite of food 8 times.
My grade school teacher, man, Mrs. Campbell, she was on that. Yep. She'd be like, you need to chew more as I'm inhaling my PB&Js. Like, you're supposed to chew. And then, she had that whole thing like, 8.
That's what it takes to
8 per bite, man. Yeah. I'm like, or hear me out. We're playing baseball outside in about 5 minutes, so I'm going to inhale this sandwich.
Yes. And I need all the time outside and none of the time enjoying this sandwich.
Needless to say, third grade Rob won that battle because what he knew was that Mrs. Campbell also enjoyed baseball. So I went to this little tiny school, and she would be the one out there pitching to
us. Was it a school for ants?
School. No, but no. That's a solid, solid callback. I won because she would just, you know, inevitably she would agree, like, yes, we should be outside playing baseball.
Nice.
And she was super dope, and she knew that kids liked smashing home runs, so she would pitch tennis balls to us, third graders, so you could just, you know, you got a metal bat and think.
Yeah, and there it goes.
Yeah, and there it goes, and you're like, yes, I destroyed that.
Tennis ball baseball is by far my favorite. Or if you switch it out with a like a rubber bouncy ball.
Yeah,
and,
man.
You
kill somebody in the next town over.
You never see that ball again. There are hundreds of red balls that are lost in the Hager Estate back where my parents live.
Yes.
Because my friends and I played with those, and they're out there somewhere. They're in Farmer Brown's field or worse.
We were stick fighters, man.
Stick fighters?
That was our thing. That was our thing. Like, especially like on the family hill back home. Like, all the cousins would get together, and we always had these pallets of, like, small kindling wood, because we all had wood stoves. So, like, as you're a child and your imagination's going wild, to you, that stick is the most gallant sword you've ever seen in your life. And you would just beat the hell out of each other for about 4 hours straight. And then you go in, and you eat some egg salad sandwiches or whatever the lunch of the day is, and then you come out and you rip a stalk of rhubarb out of the ground like a real man, and eat sour-ass rhubarb.
So gross, man.
That sounds terrible.
Tell you what, man. When you were seven...
Well, I get that.
Not
gross.
As an adult, awful.
Yeah. I think seven-year-old me would disagree. That would be very disgusting.
Seven-year-old you and me grew up in different areas there, City Hager.
I didn't grow up in the city. I grew up in... I've told you this. I grew up in the suburbs of the Sticks.
All right, suburb Steve.
Not even suburb Steve. It's like...
I'm going to have to back Steve up, though. I mean, I'm guessing you were trying to prove your manliness to the other cousins, hence the rhubarb. But as a person who also just stole things out of the garden walking past that his grandmother had grown, I would not choose rhubarb. I destroyed her heads of lettuce. I destroyed her heads of cabbage.
You sound like such a fun kid. What was your favorite snack?
I just see like 7-year-old Robin walking down the street with just like chomping his head of lettuce. Like,
you guys have no idea, man. Like, that is the, it is food, and then it is also liquid. It's all combined in one thing.
Yeah. It's the perfect rhubarb. You dip it in sugar. It's the same thing.
Whoa!
Where did you find sugar?
Yeah,
on
man.
Your
we were outside,
walk.
And suddenly you have a can of sugar. I don't know.
You
where.
Don't have a grill next to your outdoor patio. We had a grill with an overhang, man. My cousin had a band.
Why is sugar there, though? I'm fascinated.
You don't drink
now.
Coffee and cook steak and burgers?
No.
No.
You guys are awful.
It's a very strange experience.
Never had this? No. So my uncle always has some kind of grill. Him and my dad, 20, 30 years ago, bought a printing press from the New Berlin printing mill, and they cut it in half, and each of them got a half of the printing press table. Not the one with all the letters, but the smashy one.
Yeah.
So those make really good grill tops.
Okay.
So my uncle turned one into a grill, and we were always grilling every summer, and pretty much in the winter, too. So there's an overhang built, and then there was can't remember the proper term for it, but it was basically this big metal stage that was built for my cousin's band to play on, and we would always have, like, family get-togethers and barbecues and all this other stuff.
Well, a band shell?
Maybe.
I don't know. Did it have a back? They kind of came over it because that happened. It's a band show.
No, it was kind of like a pole house almost, if that makes sense, like a pole barn, but not really.
Semantics.
Because anyway, no sides, right?
Yeah. It's opened. Yeah. Okay. It's open at the top, and then the back had like a little roof place over it where they could sit all like the electric equipment, so it didn't get rained on. But so every summer he was cooking on the grill, and on the grill you can make anything. You can make pancakes. You can make eggs.
I agree.
You can make potato chips, whatever you want to call them. You could pretty much do anything on a good grill. So you would go up in the morning, and he would be out making his eggs, and he always had his coffee stuff there because you could just put the coffee water on and heat that up, and then just had a little percolator sitting on the side of the stove. Thus, there's sugar next to the garden with rhubarb in it.
All right, man. So, now I'm there. Now I'm trying to get with you.
Now that you've painted the story, I pictured 7-year-old Ian like walking the fields of upstate New York and like, ooh, delicious rhubarb.
I've eaten sour rhubarb, too, and it's really not. You have to have an affinity for it.
It's not a rhubarb pie. It's not a rhubarb pie.
Okay, well, for starters, it's not supposed to be a rhubarb pie if you're ripping rhubarb out of the ground and eating rhubarb.
So I don't think I've ever had raw rhubarb.
It's just tart. It's just sour.
I'm giving Ian a particularly hard time about this, but I've bit into to raw rhubarb.
I mean, I was
just wanting to caveat, like, that's not my vegetable of choice out of a garden.
I mean, there was other vegetables there, but, like, biting into a tomato just isn't cool.
Or a pine cone.
It does go back to the,
thing that was there.
It's got to have a cool factor.
Yeah, I mean, my aunt had and still does. She has this, their house is in the woods, basically, so the garden that they have is insane. Like, there's vegetables, and then she grows perennials every year, and the whole nine. This garden's huge, and it's just this big hangout area, and because family and friends were always over for the grilling every summer and the hanging out, basically, she wanted that area to look nice, so there's, like, a little walkthrough bridge, and then there's, like, this fairy garden, and then now, in their older years, they've gotten into building or creating all these crafts, so, like, they make their own birds out of cattails.
Mm-hmm.
You cut them in half, and they make the little leaf thing, and then the milkweed, how they have those weird little, like, spores almost that come off of them. Yep. Well, if you dry those out, they make really good, like, bird bodies. So, and there's an abundance of sticks and other things that are laying around, so they build these big bird hobby creation things,
mm-hmm.
and those are littered about now in the garden, and it was just, that's just kind of like, we joke about it in the shop all the time, when I hear classic rock music, that's what I think of, is hanging out at summers at my uncle and aunt's house.
I'm just going to ask clarification question, what is classic rock?
It's 80s, man.
I'm leaving.
This podcast is over. No, I mean, 80s is what I most, like, jumped into.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, kind of where I fell into, like, what I really enjoy. And then, obviously, like, my parents and other family members, like, they were 60s and 70s. And so it kind of just jumps that whole, like, 30-year gap.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out of the 70s.
There's a lot of good stuff out of the 70s.
And early 80s.
Early 80s. I mean,
that I would consider classic rock.
Yeah. I mean, I was telling Rob this, I think, last week. There's times where I still think the 90s was 10 years ago. So,
yeah, it was definitely
not 10 years ago.
For 20 years ago.
We're moving our way up to 30.
That's insane.
at the risk of sounding like really, really old people. Like,
which you are.
That's not my music.
That's true. You can have good music, just to call it classic. To call it classic rock.
I mean, was it 25 years qualifies an antique?
Yeah, maybe. But then,
right. So it's
a subjective term.
Exactly.
What I have a hard time conceding is calling Nirvana or
Nirvana's famous because Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Sure. That was the first 90s band that I thought of. But you could go with, you know, Soundgarden or any one of those types of bands, and calling them classic rock. I can't do that, because that to me is just grunge. That's '90s rock.
I think it depends on what sense you're.
Even though it's 20
it.
Years old, I understand that. But
yeah, I think it depends.
No, that's fair.
Like, you're speaking specifically to, like, the genre. So
right.
Like, '60s, '70s, '80s classifies as classic rock based on genre, and then it flows into their little subsets and all those things. And then, like, once you get into the 90s, obviously, like, that's 90s rock. That's when you're getting into, like, the grunge.
I guess a better way to describe it would be, like, by the decade.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
80s
rock.
Yeah, the decade would be good.
Now, if you released a song at midnight on, you know, December 31st, 1979, what does that fall as a 70s song or an 80s song?
Depends on when you hit the record button.
That's true. or it's one of the...
It's got an answer for everything. Keep them coming.
That would be, I imagine somebody did it. I'm going to go out on a limb and say somebody did that.
I would imagine they probably did. That sounds like a very almost like Prince thing to do.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Queen even too. Mm-hmm. Like, that sounds like something they would have to, and then, I don't know. Yeah, there's probably somebody out there who's done it. But yeah, and then like trying to think of like really popular 90s bands for me is hard. I don't know why. Like, I grew up, like, I was born in the 90s. I grew up in the 90s and into the 2000s, obviously. So like, for me not to be able to really remember what was, like, popular in the 90s is strange, but that's just because, you know.
I mean,
I
guess
along
that
with my
sense.
Dad, I guess, so.
Yeah.
I call back to my favorite meme ever.
get it.
I have a hard time remembering the 80s, mainly because I wasn't paying attention because it was like less than eight. So
yeah, I think the most I remember from being like a single digit kid is breaking my leg when I was three.
Ouch.
And then I was super into WWE, which was WWF then, and I remember leg dropping my brother off the back of my couch with mm-hmm. my casted leg. So that was fun.
That's and fun.
Other than that, yeah, I remember like we switched schools when I was in like third grade.
Yeah.
And obviously like I was a third grader when 9/11 happened. So like, yeah, feel old about that. So like while my mom and dad were like upset over what was happening, I was like, why aren't cartoons on?
Right. I was wondering the same thing, but I was in basic training. Why aren't there cartoons on? Why is there all this yelling? I now want the meme of the week right now seems to be the lady yelling at the cat. And
yes,
I want to make me the cat in 9/11, and then the TI's yelling. That's in poor form. We should probably edit that out.
That is poor form. We should cut that whole.
Where are you yelling?
Out.
There's no memes.
There's no cartoons on in basic training.
Who's got a dad joke to?
I got one.
To wrap us up here.
I got one. Are you ready?
Yeah, man.
Are you ready?
Yes. All
right. So a husband and his wife are on their way to the hospital, and because she's going to have a baby.
Okay.
On the way there, she has her baby in the car. What do they name the son?
Ooh. Carl?
Close.
Oh, I feel like it's going to be easy.
Yeah.
All right, hit me.
Carson.
Is the mom part of a multi-level marketing?
Maybe.
Yeah. And I just lost 25 fans. Robin, hit us with the fan of the week. The fans of the week.
All right. So, again, for our Movember challenge, just those that wanted to help us try to change the face of men's mental health and like bring that
clapping
home.
Clapping doesn't work.
Yeah,
radio.
Clapping doesn't work. I see you starting that slow clap, bringing it in. Nobody can see it. But all right, let's hit it. So we want to thank, I'm just going to hit first names. You know who you are. So Lindsay, Sean, Sabrina, Michelle, Shep, Mindy, Angela, my boy Tubbs, and Bill. Just want to thank you guys. We really appreciate all of
Absolutely.
Your donations, all of your support in this. And, yeah, if you guys want to share that fundraiser, I mean, you did donate, but if you feel so inclined, give it a like or a share on your own social medias. It's a public fundraiser, so it can get pushed out to wherever. I'm not going to be picky about where the donations come from, but thank you guys for everything you've done for us and for this challenge. We'll continue to try to knock out those miles. You two will continue to try to knock out amazing mustaches, and I will just I've already done my
What's
part of the mustache.
Naked face?
I'm gonna hang out with my naked face.
I don't know. I don't think, like I said, I don't think my mustache is gonna survive 4 o'clock today. So
either way, we will complete those miles.
We could also
and.
We could do a live Facebook of the mustache dying.
I'm going to be the last of the Mohicans. I think I'm going to stand
the
my
mustache
ground.
The
mustache-eakins. We were the Three Musketeers, and then it's like the one Three Musketeer retired and shaved his mustache. And then the other one
ruined
is like,
the whole thing.
The other one is like, you know what? That looks like a really good idea. Uh-huh. I think I'm done with this Musketeer thing too. And I'm still like that guy who's only a couple years into being the Musketeers. And he's like, you know what? You guys are quitters. So when the French Revolution happens, I'm here to stand with them.
Meanwhile, they've moved on and joined some other cause or revolution.
Yeah. Be on the lookout for what our next month's workout and charity is. Sponsored by Bob Dad Podcast.
Okay, so hear me out. We're going to... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so that was a fun one. Episode 8. What
Crushed
are we missing?
It.
Missing
yeah.
something. Ooh.
You're going to...
Friends.
Friends of the pod.
Friends of the pod. I'm going to put a break in here and just edit this.
Portion out. Hit them with Friends of the Pod.
Yeah. So to close out, let's talk Friends of the Pod. Ian, you want to talk about our friends... Over at, I'm gonna try that one more time.
Hanger Queen.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Strong applause.
Maybe I just leave this whole bit in.
Might as well. Struggle well,
oh,
man.
Oh my goodness. This
Shit.
Has not been my best. My
They're
best
right
day.
Here and I can't read them.
Well, it's my handwriting. All right. Oh man. Okay, in three.
Kuzma. Radio silence. So we're a quick shout out. Fuck.
I'm just going to take it.
Oh, shit. Okay, real quick shout out to our affiliates. Right. Ian.
Our affiliates. Okay. For all your gamer, for all your design needs, and whether you have YouTube, Twitter, you have some other format, Twitch, whatever, for the video game people, or you just want to have your own logo to slap on a sticker on the side of your car, reach out to our friends, Newbie Games at newbiegamesdesign.com or Newbie Games on Instagram. You can also, if you have any of your own podcast needs or questions or information on how to make, create, produce, sell, monetize, etc., your own podcast, please go check out our friends at captivate.com.
.fm.
.fm.
And both of our affiliate links are available on Facebook and in the show notes.
Yes.
Friends of the show, big shout out to Hanger Queen. They got patches. They're awesome. They do patch design work. I still think CCF graduate patch is probably my favorite, and I need to get me one. But go see our friends at HangerQueenActual.com for any patchwork you need. And Robin?
Oh, yep. Maintenance Mechanic, at Maintenance Mechanic on Instagram. If you've got something you'd like somebody in the maintenance world to test run for you, hit him up. You can trade samples of equipment. He'll run a Q&A on that and see if it's good for the job. Or if you don't have the thing, but you just want to know if a particular tool works, he's probably already tried it for you. That being said, he's also a solid follow for just life in general. So check out the Maintenance Mechanic.
Right on.
He also kept his mustache.
Casey has a mustache.
Yeah, Casey does have a mustache.
See which Cunningham I like better.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Sick burn. Well, friends, as always, you can find us wherever you have a podcast dealer.
Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play.
Spotify.
Are we on SoundCloud? We should be
probably.
All right.
Probably
on SoundCloud. Just find
us. Just type
us
into Google. You'll find us.
Actually, you will. And then if you want to check out our website, bombdad.captivate.fm. And always come find us on the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or shoot us an email at bombdadpodcast@gmail.com. And some exciting news. Next week, our store will be up. And we'll have things available. And we'll do some marketing.
Yay,
with that.
Merch.
And probably going to do some giveaways. I'm ordering the samples this weekend.
Nice.
So
nice.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to make up for what I just did that I either cut or didn't cut out
of it. Oh, we're leaving it. Perfect. People are going to listen and be like, oh, good episode. And then you're going to be like, wait. It's still going? The timer's still going? What is going on?
I'm actually not going to end this. It's just going to be a 3-hour just dead air. It's going to be horrible. Well, Internet friends, thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you next week.
Oh, nice record, guys.
Fucking Christ. We struggled at the end. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was...
I saw what you were trying to do, and I was like, okay, I'm waiting.
I couldn't pull the trigger,
man. I'm just going to take it.
I could not pull the trigger. Dude, I vapor locked twice on this week.
Dude, you struggled hard, man.
Dude, I am the CEO and founder of strugglebus.com.
Strugglebus.com.
And I didn't hit stop. Oh, well, fuck it.
As you hear the shuffling of clothes and putting shoes.
I might be serious about it when 3 hours of dead air.
Oh, shit.
If you're not downloading Shagger Media, what kind of media are you downloading? This has been a proud production of the Shagger Media Empire.